The first time I saw an herb spiral, it didn't look like much. Just a winding mound of stones coiling toward the sky, dotted with patches of green. But when the owner reached down, plucked a sprig of rosemary from the top, and then bent low to pinch mint leaves from the base, I realized this was no ordinary garden bed. This was a living, breathing example of efficiency, beauty, and practicality woven into one small space. Herb spirals aren't a fad. They're a centuries-old permaculture solution that works with nature instead of against it. The design isn't random. Every curve and height change serves a purpose. Water flows naturally from the high, dry top down to the moisture-rich base, creating tiny microclimates along the way. Herbs that thrive in sun and dry soil live happily above, while those craving more shade and water nestle comfortably below. For people short on space, an herb spiral is like a vertical garden without the complicated infrastructure. You can grow a dozen different herbs in an area no bigger than a kiddie pool, and each plant gets the exact conditions it needs. No wasted water, no wasted space. I've built more herb spirals than I can count, in backyards, on homesteads, even in cramped city courtyards where space was worth its weight in gold. Every single time, I watch the same thing happen. People see it finished and can't help but circle around, touch the plants, ask questions. It's as if the spiral itself draws them in. And here's the thing. You don't need special tools or expensive materials. With a bit of planning, some stones or bricks, and a weekend's worth of effort, you can create one of the most efficient and rewarding garden features you'll ever have. By the end of this guide, you'll know exactly how to choose the perfect spot, build a solid spiral frame, fill it with the right soil mix, plant each herb in its ideal location, and care for it so it thrives year after year. This isn't theory, it's step-by-step, tried-and-tested practice. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. The magic of the herb spiral. If you walk past an ordinary garden bed, you might glance at it once and keep moving. But an herb spiral is different. It stops people in their tracks. The gentle curl of stone or brick, winding upward in a slow, purposeful rise, draws the eye inward. It feels both ancient and intentional, like something that belongs in a monastery courtyard or a tucked-away village in southern Europe. And yet, it fits just as comfortably in a suburban backyard or a tiny apartment courtyard. At its heart, the herb spiral is a masterclass in using space and resources wisely. This isn't about fancy garden trends or decor. It's about working with the basic principles of nature, gravity, water flow, and microclimates to create a thriving, productive space for your herbs. The principle of microclimates. One of the most remarkable things about a spiral design is how it naturally creates multiple growing conditions in a compact footprint. Picture it. The very top of the spiral is the driest and sunniest spot. Water drains down quickly, and plants here get the most direct sunlight. As you move downward along the curve, conditions shift. The middle holds moderate moisture, while the bottom is the coolest and most shaded area, where water collects. In a single structure, you have three distinct environments. Dry zone, perfect for rosemary, thyme, and sage. Moderate zone, ideal for parsley, chives, and basil. Moist zone, suited for mint, lemon balm, or water-loving chervil. Instead of building separate garden beds for each plant's preference, the spiral design brings them all together in one elegant structure. A lesson from nature. If you've ever walked along a riverbank or a hillside after a rain, you've seen how water moves. High points shed moisture quickly. Low points hold on to it. Herb spirals take that same principle and use it to your advantage. The slope directs water naturally, with no complicated irrigation needed. This approach isn't new. The concept draws from old European kitchen gardens, where limited space meant gardeners had to be strategic. They built raised beds in curves and tiers to make the most of sun exposure and water flow. In permaculture design, a modern approach that mimics natural systems, the herb spiral has become a textbook example of efficiency. Why it works for any garden size. You don't need a sprawling homestead to make this happen. Even a patch of yard the size of a small table can hold a spiral big enough to feed your cooking needs year-round. For city gardeners, it's a way to pack variety into a single raised space. For rural growers, it's a way to keep herbs close to the kitchen, where they can be harvested fresh for every meal. an herb spiral can also be built to suit your exact needs. If you have limited mobility, you can make it higher for easier access. If your climate is particularly wet or dry, you can adjust the slope and soil composition to compensate. It's adaptable, and that's one of its biggest strengths. The social magnet effect. Something else happens with herb spirals that you won't read about in most manuals. They spark curiosity. Friends, neighbors, even delivery drivers pause to ask about it. It's an instant conversation starter, a way to connect over growing and cooking. People want to touch the stones, smell the herbs, and hear the story of how it was built. I've seen more than one reluctant gardener get inspired simply by seeing an herb spiral in action. It's not just about the herbs. It's about the feeling that you've made something both functional and beautiful. Beyond aesthetics, real productivity. While they are beautiful, herb spirals are not purely decorative. When well constructed, they produce a surprising amount of herbs for the space they occupy. Because the plants are placed in their optimal growing zone, they're healthier and more resilient. You'll notice fewer pests, less disease, and more vigorous growth compared to cramming everything into a single flat bed. That means less frustration and more harvest. And because the spiral keeps plants close together but in harmony, you spend less time walking between garden sections. A quick spin around the spiral can give you basil for tonight's pasta, rosemary for tomorrow's roast, and mint for the weekend's iced tea. Sustainability built in. Another advantage of an herb spiral is that it can be built almost entirely from recycled or natural materials. Old bricks, stones, or even chunks of broken concrete can form the walls. Gravel for drainage might come from leftover construction material. Compost for the soil could come straight from your kitchen scraps and yard clippings. This not only keeps costs down, but also reduces your environmental footprint. You're creating something lasting and useful from materials that might otherwise go to waste. No chemicals, no problem. Because herb spirals create balanced growing conditions, they reduce the need for chemical fertilizers or pesticides. The healthy environment supports beneficial insects and natural pollinators. Ladybugs will feast on aphids, bees will visit your flowering time, and earthworms will keep your soil aerated. This makes your spiral a small but meaningful contribution to the health of your local ecosystem, a structure that teaches. If you have children or students involved in your gardening, the herb spiral is a perfect teaching tool. It's a hands-on way to show how sun, water, and soil work together to support plant life. It also teaches patience, as the structure transforms over a season from bare stone and soil into a living, fragrant tower of green. I've watched children plant seedlings at the top and then track their growth over weeks, proudly pointing out their herbs to anyone who visits. It's a small project that delivers a big lesson in stewardship. Planning ahead. Before we start choosing locations or stacking stones, it's worth understanding that the success of an herb spiral begins with intention. Think about what herbs you use most often in your cooking. Consider your climate and how much sunlight your garden gets throughout the year. Decide how much space you can devote to this project. In the next chapter, we'll talk about choosing the perfect spot, because even the best-built spiral won't perform if it's in the wrong location. The goal is to give your plants the conditions they need from day one. When you get that right, the rest falls into place. The building is straightforward, the planting is satisfying, and the maintenance is minimal. It all starts with choosing your spiral's home. Choosing the perfect spot. A well-built herb spiral in the wrong place will never reach its full potential. Before you gather a single stone or shovel of soil, you need to know exactly where the spiral will live. The location you choose will determine how much sunlight your herbs receive, how they handle seasonal changes, and how much water they'll retain. Get this step right, and you set yourself up for a thriving, low-maintenance garden. Step 1. Sunlight is non-negotiable. Most herbs need full sun, at least 6 hours of direct light per day. This isn't a suggestion. It's the difference between healthy, fragrant leaves and pale, weak growth. Spend a day observing your yard, patio, or balcony. Check the light in the morning, midday, and late afternoon. If you live in a hot climate, a touch of late afternoon shade can prevent delicate herbs like cilantro or chervil from bolting too soon. But for the most part, aim for a location that soaks up the sun. If you're in the northern hemisphere, an open southern exposure is ideal. For those in the southern hemisphere, flip that, look for northern exposure. Don't guess about sunlight. Watch it, measure it if you can, and take notes. If you're working in a shaded yard, consider pruning back branches or placing your spiral in the sunniest corner you have. Step 2. Mind the drainage. Herb spirals work best in areas where water can flow naturally through the structure. If you build on a spot that collects puddles after rain, you'll end up with waterlogged soil and unhappy plants. On the other hand, a location that drains too quickly will leave the lower herbs thirsty. The solution is balance. Choose ground that drains well but still holds some moisture. A simple test can help. After a heavy rain, watch how long water lingers on the surface. If it's gone within a few hours, you're in good shape. If it sits for more than a day, consider a slightly raised base for your spiral or pick a different spot. Step 3. Consider the wind. Strong, constant wind can strip moisture from plants, damage delicate stems, and make your spiral harder to maintain. If you live in a windy area, choose a location with some natural shelter, a fence, hedge, or building that blocks the harshest gusts. Wind isn't always bad. A gentle breeze can help deter fungal problems by keeping foliage dry. But too much wind will turn even drought-tolerant herbs brittle. Think about your climate and position your spiral accordingly. Step 4. Access matters. Herb spirals are meant to be used, not admired from a distance. You'll be visiting yours often to harvest, water, and prune. If it's tucked at the far edge of your property, it's easy to forget about it, and neglected plants rarely thrive. Place it somewhere you'll pass regularly. Near the kitchen door is ideal, so you can step outside while cooking and snip what you need. If you're in an urban setting, position it where you can reach it without moving obstacles or stepping over other beds. Step 5. Level the playing field. A gentle slope can work in your favor, helping with drainage. But steep inclines or uneven ground can make building more difficult and create unstable footing. The spiral itself will provide the gradient you need, so start with as level a surface as possible. If your chosen spot isn't perfectly flat, don't worry. You can grade it slightly with a shovel before you begin. Just make sure the base is stable and solid before you start stacking your stones. Step 6. Think about the view. While function comes first, placement also has an aesthetic element. Your spiral can become a centerpiece of your garden. Position it where you and your visitors will enjoy seeing it. This could be framed by a path, near a seating area, or even as a focal point in a small yard. That said, never sacrifice growing conditions for looks. A beautiful spiral in deep shade won't stay beautiful for long. Step 7. Measure and mark your space. Once you've chosen the spot, measure out the area you'll need. A typical herb spiral is 6 to 8 feet across, but you can scale it up or down to fit your needs. Mark the center with a stake, then use a string and tape measure to outline the circular footprint. From there, sketch the spiral pattern lightly in the soil or with a layer of sand. This visual outline helps you see how it will fit in the space and lets you adjust before you start moving heavy materials. Step 8. Account for surrounding plants. Trees and shrubs nearby may compete with your herbs for water and nutrients. Their roots can also interfere with the base of your spiral. Leave enough space, at least 2 to 3 feet, between your spiral and other large plants. Also think about seasonal changes. A tree that casts dappled shade in spring may block full sun by summer. Watch how the light shifts through the year and plan accordingly. Step 9. Plan for watering. Even though herb spirals are designed to manage water efficiently, you'll still need to water them during dry spells. Place your spiral within easy reach of a hose or rainwater barrel. If you rely on hand watering, make sure you can get to all sides without stepping into the planting area. If you live in an area with regular rainfall, position the spiral so it benefits from natural runoff without being flooded. Step 10. Make it personal. Finally, think about how this spot fits into your daily life. You're not just building a structure. You're creating a space that will become part of your routine. Picture yourself walking out on a summer morning, brushing past the rosemary to pick basil for breakfast. Imagine the scent of thyme warming in the sun as you pass. When you choose a location that feels right, you'll use your spiral more often, care for it better, and enjoy it for years to come. The perfect herb spiral location balances sunlight, drainage, shelter, and accessibility. Once you've found that spot, you've laid the foundation for everything that follows. In the next chapter, we'll move from planning to action, building the spiral frame. This is where the vision starts to take physical form, stone by stone. Building the spiral frame. When the location is chosen and the ground is ready, it's time to give your herb spiral its bones. The frame is more than decoration. It's the structure that will support the soil, direct water flow, and hold the shape of the spiral year after year. Whether you use stone, brick, or reclaimed materials, the principles are the same: stability, height variation, and a smooth, continuous curve from top to bottom. Step 1. Gather your materials. The most common frame materials are natural stone, gives a rustic, timeless look and blends into most gardens. Bricks offer uniformity and a cleaner line, easy to stack evenly. Reclaimed concrete, an affordable choice if you have access to old pavers or building rubble. Aim for enough material to create a wall about 2 to 3 feet high at the center and gradually lower toward the outer edge. It's better to have a little extra than to run short halfway through. Also gather a shovel, a wheelbarrow for moving soil and gravel, and work gloves. If your materials are irregular in size, keep a hammer or chisel nearby for shaping pieces to fit. Step 2. Mark the spiral shape. With the center point still marked from Chapter 2's layout, use a rope or garden hose to trace your spiral's curve on the ground. Start at the center and coil outward, leaving a path wide enough for planting space, usually 18 to 24 inches. The spiral should rise gently as it curves inward, with the highest point at the center. This outline is your guide. It doesn't have to be perfect, but aim for a smooth, gradual curve without sharp corners. Stand back and look at it from different angles before you start stacking. This is your last chance to adjust without heavy lifting. Step 3. Prepare the base. Clear the outlined area of grass, weeds, or debris. Dig down 2 to 3 inches along the spiral path to create a shallow trench for your first layer of stones or bricks. This will anchor the frame and prevent shifting over time. If you're building on very loose soil, you can add a thin layer of compacted gravel to stabilize the base. A stable foundation is the difference between a spiral that lasts one season and one that lasts a decade. Step 4. Start from the bottom. Begin laying your stones or bricks from the outer edge of the spiral. This lower section is easier to build and helps establish your pattern before you tackle the higher central section. Place each piece so it sits firmly without wobbling. For natural stone, fit pieces together like a puzzle, avoiding large gaps. For bricks, stagger the joints as you would in a wall for added strength. Step 5. Build gradually upward. As you work toward the center, increase the height of the wall by adding additional layers. Each loop of the spiral should be slightly higher than the one before, creating the slope needed for water to flow naturally from top to bottom. The difference in height doesn't need to be dramatic. A rise of 2 to 4 inches per loop is enough to create the moisture gradient that makes herb spirals so effective. Step 6. Stabilize as you go. If your materials are uneven, you may find some sections less stable than others. Wedge smaller stones into gaps to lock larger pieces in place. For bricks, check alignment often to keep the spiral smooth. You can use a small amount of sand or fine gravel between stones for stability, but avoid cement or mortar unless you want a permanent, immovable structure. A dry stack spiral is easier to modify or move in the future. Step 7. Shape the center peak. The highest point of your spiral should be about 2 to 3 feet tall. This elevation creates the driest growing zone, perfect for herbs like rosemary and thyme. Stack your materials firmly here, ensuring the center is stable enough to hold soil without spilling over. This central peak will also act as a visual anchor. The eye will naturally follow the curve upward, making the spiral look taller and more dramatic than it actually is. Step 8. Check the flow. Once the walls are complete, walk around the spiral and imagine how water will travel. The slope should guide water gently from the center down through each loop. If you notice a section that's too steep or flat, adjust by adding or removing a layer of stone. The goal is an even flow, enough drainage at the top to keep dry-loving herbs happy, and enough retention at the bottom for moisture-loving plants. Step 9. Leave planting access. As you build, keep in mind that you'll need to reach into the spiral to plant and harvest. Avoid making the walls so high or narrow that it's difficult to work with the interior. A well-designed spiral should let you access every part without stepping inside the bed. Step 10. Step back and review. When you think you're done, step back at least 10 to 15 feet and look at your spiral from different angles. This is where you'll spot any awkward bulges, uneven heights, or gaps in the wall. Take your time to make adjustments now. It's far easier to shift stones before the soil and plants are in place. Why the frame matters so much. The spiral's frame is more than a visual element. It's what shapes the microclimates, channels water, and defines planting zones. A strong, well-shaped frame means you won't have to rebuild after heavy rain or high winds. It also reduces soil erosion, keeping nutrients where your plants can use them. Over time, the stones will warm in the sun and radiate heat at night, extending your growing season in cooler climates. They'll also host tiny beneficial creatures, from earthworms to pollinators, creating a healthy ecosystem right in your garden. Your spiral now has a skeleton, and the next step is to give it life. In the coming chapter, we'll focus on filling for success, choosing the right soil layers, improving drainage, and preparing a planting environment that will support your herbs for years to come. Filling for success. With your spiral frame standing solid and steady, the next step is to fill it with the right materials. This is where you turn a hollow structure into a living, breathing garden bed. What you put inside matters just as much as the frame itself. It's the foundation for healthy root growth, balanced moisture, and nutrient-rich harvests. Think of this as setting the table before the guests arrive. Every herb you plant will depend on the quality of what's beneath it. A strong start here will save you from problems later. Step 1. Start with drainage. Herb spirals are designed to manage water efficiently, but they still need a drainage layer at the base. This prevents the lower zones from becoming waterlogged after rain or heavy watering. The simplest drainage layer is coarse gravel or small rocks, spread evenly across the bottom. Aim for a depth of about 4 to 6 inches in the lowest section, tapering to just an inch or two as you move up toward the center peak. You can also use broken terracotta pots, chunks of old brick, or even coarse sand in combination with gravel. The goal is to create spaces where excess water can collect and move away from plant roots. Step 2. Add organic matter for soil life. Above the drainage layer, add a mix of organic material that will feed the soil and encourage microbial life. This can include shredded leaves, straw or hay pesticide-free, composted kitchen scraps, grass clippings, dried to avoid clumping. These layers will slowly break down, releasing nutrients and improving the structure of the soil. They also help retain moisture in the middle zones, reducing the need for constant watering. Step 3. Build the soil layers. Once your drainage and organic base are in place, it's time to fill the spiral with soil. But here's the key. Not all sections get the same soil mix. Remember, your spiral is designed to create different moisture and nutrient zones. The soil should reflect that. Top section, dry zone. Soil mix. 60% sandy garden soil, 30% compost, 10% coarse sand or grit. Purpose. Fast draining to keep Mediterranean herbs like rosemary and thyme happy. Middle section, moderate zone. Soil mix. 50% garden soil, 40% compost, 10% coarse sand. Purpose. Balance drainage and moisture for herbs like basil, parsley, and chives. Bottom section, moist zone. Soil mix, 40% garden soil, 50% compost, 10% organic mulch. Purpose, holds more moisture for plants like mint, lemon balm, and watercress. Step 4, fill gradually and compact lightly. Begin adding soil to the lowest part of the spiral, working upward in layers. As you go, gently press the soil down with your hands to eliminate large air pockets, but don't pack it so tightly that roots can't spread. Work in sections, circling the spiral and adding more height with each pass. This ensures the slope of the soil matches the slope of the frame, which helps water flow naturally from the top to the base. Step 5. Check the height and slope. Once the soil is in place, step back and check the overall shape. The top of the soil in the center should sit about 2 to 3 inches below the top of your stone or brick wall. This space allows for mulch and prevents soil from spilling over after heavy rain. The slope from center to edge should be smooth, no sharp drops or flat spots where water could pool. Adjust as needed before you plant. Step 6. Enrich for long-term growth. Before planting, give your herbs a nutrient boost by working in slow-release organic fertilizer or well-aged compost. This ensures that even the most demanding herbs have what they need during the first growing season. If you have access to worm castings, sprinkle a thin layer throughout the spiral. They're packed with beneficial microbes that improve soil health and plant resilience. Step 7. mulch to protect the soil. Once your soil is ready, cover it with a thin layer of mulch. This helps retain moisture, regulate temperature, and prevent weeds. Use straw, shredded leaves, or fine bark. Avoid anything that mats down too tightly or stays soggy, as this can cause rot. In the dry zone, use a light mulch layer to keep roots cool without holding too much moisture. In the moist zone, mulch can be a little thicker to help keep the soil from drying out too quickly. Step 8. Water before planting. Give the soil a deep watering before you put any herbs in place. This settles the layers and ensures the initial moisture gradient is set. Don't worry if the top drains quickly. That's exactly what you want. The lower zones should hold more moisture after watering. Step 9. Let it rest, optional but recommended. If you have time, let your filled spiral sit for a few days before planting. This allows the soil to settle naturally and any organic matter to begin breaking down. You can cover it with a tarp during this time to prevent weed seeds from blowing in. Why this step matters. Herbs are hardy, but they're also particular about their growing conditions. When you tailor the soil mix to each section of the spiral, you're giving every plant a head start. Roots will grow deeper, plants will be healthier, and you'll see fewer problems with pests or disease. A poorly filled spiral, one with compacted soil, poor drainage, or no organic matter, will struggle no matter how well built the frame is. This is why filling is more than just adding dirt. It's the stage that transforms your spiral from a pile of rocks into a functioning garden ecosystem. Your spiral is now a living structure, ready to receive its first plants. In the next chapter, we'll explore planting by the water gradient, choosing herbs that match each zone's conditions and arranging them for beauty, productivity, and year-round harvests. Planting by the water gradient. The beauty of an herb spiral isn't just in the structure. It's in the way the plants work together. By placing each herb in the zone that matches its natural preferences, you create a low-maintenance, high-yield garden that practically takes care of itself. The spiral's slope, height, and soil variations do the heavy lifting. Your job is to match the right plants to the right spots. This step is where the project comes alive. Step 1. Understand the three moisture zones. Every herb spiral has three primary zones. 1. Dry zone, top of the spiral. Conditions: full sun, fast draining soil, lower moisture retention. Best 4. Mediterranean herbs that thrive in lean, sandy soil. Examples: rosemary, thyme, oregano, lavender, sage. 2. Moderate zone, middle tiers. Conditions: balanced sun and moisture, slightly richer soil. Best 4. Herbs that like steady but not excessive watering. Examples: basil, parsley, chives, tarragon, cilantro in cooler seasons. 3. Moist zone, base of the spiral. Conditions: partial shade or cooler soil, higher moisture retention. Best 4. Herbs that prefer damp feet and more shelter from intense sun. Examples: mint, lemon balm, watercress, chervil. By grouping plants according to these zones, you ensure each one receives the conditions it needs without competing for resources it doesn't use. Step 2. Arrange for easy harvesting. While plant health is the top priority, convenience matters too. Place the herbs you use most often in spots you can reach quickly. If you cook with basil almost daily, position it at waist height near the front of the spiral. Reserve the harder-to-reach areas for less frequently used herbs. Step 3. Companion planting benefits. An herb spiral naturally lends itself to companion planting, grouping plants that help each other grow. For example, thyme and rosemary repel certain pests and create a protective barrier for more delicate herbs below. Basil near tomatoes, if you plant tomatoes nearby, improves flavor and deters flies. Mint at the base can help suppress weeds and act as a natural ground cover, though keep it contained within its section, as it can spread aggressively. Step 4. Seasonal plant rotation. One advantage of an herb spiral is the ease of swapping plants as the seasons change. For example, in spring, fill moderate zones with cool-loving parsley and cilantro. In summer, swap these for basil and tarragon, which thrive in heat. In autumn, reintroduce cooler weather herbs in place of those that fade with the season. This keeps the spiral productive year-round and reduces the risk of soil depletion from growing the same plant in the same spot all the time. Step 5. Planting technique. When placing your herbs, dig a hole slightly larger than the plant's root ball. Set the plant in at the same depth it was growing in its pot. Backfill with the prepared soil from that section, gently firming it around the roots. Water each plant thoroughly, allowing water to settle the soil around the roots. Work from the top down. This way, you avoid trampling freshly planted herbs while reaching the upper zones. Step 6. Grouping for visual appeal. While function comes first, you can also arrange plants for beauty. Mix leaf textures and shades of green, and include flowering herbs like lavender, chives, or thyme for bursts of color. This not only looks appealing, but also attracts pollinators. A balanced spiral might have silver-green thyme spilling over the top edge, upright rosemary forming a small focal point in the center, bright basil adding lush green contrast in the middle, soft, leafy lemon balm creating a gentle cascade at the base. Step 7. Mulch and label. After planting, reapply a thin layer of mulch to retain moisture and suppress weeds. In the dry zone, keep mulch light to prevent trapping excess moisture. In the moist zone, use a thicker layer to hold in water. Adding plant markers can be useful, especially if you grow multiple varieties of the same herb. It's also helpful for guests or children learning about the plants. Step 8. First watering schedule. The first week after planting is critical. Keep the soil consistently moist until plants establish. Water the dry zone more often in hot weather, but avoid overwatering the base. After the first week, adjust based on plant needs and rainfall. Step 9. Watch for microclimate adjustments. Even with careful planning, you may find some herbs doing better in a slightly different zone than expected. If a plant looks stressed, yellowing leaves, stunted growth, or drooping, consider moving it to a more suitable section. This flexibility is one of the spiral's greatest strengths. You can fine-tune plant placement without overhauling the whole structure. Step 10. Encourage healthy growth. Pinch back herbs like basil regularly to promote branching and prevent flowering too soon. Trim woody herbs like rosemary to maintain shape and encourage tender new growth. The spiral design makes it easy to give each plant a quick check whenever you harvest. Why this step matters? Planting by the water gradient is the entire reason the herb spiral design works so well. It allows you to create a diverse, thriving garden in a fraction of the space of traditional beds. When each herb is in its ideal zone, they grow stronger, resist pests more naturally, and produce better flavor. A poorly planted spiral, with water-loving herbs baking in the top section or dry soil lovers drowning at the base, defeats the purpose of the design. Thoughtful placement is what transforms a pile of stones and soil into a living, functional garden system. With your herbs in place, the spiral is now fully alive. In the final chapter, we'll shift from creation to care, exploring how to maintain your spiral year-round, keep plants producing season after season, and make small adjustments that extend its life for years. Caring for your spiral year-round. An herb spiral is one of the lowest maintenance garden designs you can build, but low maintenance doesn't mean no maintenance. To keep it thriving year after year, you'll need to give it consistent, seasonal attention. The good news? Most of this care is simple, quick, and satisfying. The kind of work that keeps you connected to your garden without overwhelming you. Step 1. Watering through the seasons. Spring and summer. During warmer months, monitor the top zones closely. The dry zone at the center will lose moisture faster, so check it daily in hot weather. The moderate zone typically needs water every 2 to 3 days, while the moist zone may only need watering once or twice a week. Always water deeply to encourage strong root growth rather than frequent, shallow watering. Autumn and winter. In cooler months, reduce watering, especially for Mediterranean herbs that dislike soggy roots. The spiral's drainage design means you'll rarely need to worry about water pooling, but keep an eye on the lower zone in extended wet periods. If plants start showing signs of rot, loosen the mulch or remove excess organic material to improve airflow. Step 2. Pruning for health and productivity. Soft herbs. Basil, parsley, cilantro, and other leafy herbs benefit from frequent pinching to encourage bushier growth. Never remove more than 1/3 of the plant at a time, and focus on harvesting from the top to stimulate side shoots. Woody herbs. Rosemary, thyme, and sage require light pruning to maintain shape and promote tender new leaves. Avoid cutting into old woody stems. Instead, trim the soft green growth. Regular pruning not only keeps plants productive, but also prevents overcrowding in the spiral, which can lead to airflow issues and increased risk of disease. Step 3. Feeding your herbs. Most herbs thrive in moderately fertile soil, but after a season of growth, even the best prepared spiral will need a nutrient boost. Twice a year, once in early spring and once in midsummer, apply a layer of well-aged compost around each plant. For an extra boost, use a diluted liquid seaweed or fish emulsion every 4 to 6 weeks during peak growth periods. Avoid overfeeding, especially in the dry zone, where too much fertilizer can cause lush growth that weakens flavor. Step 4. Managing pests naturally. One of the benefits of an herb spiral is its diversity, which naturally discourages many pests. Still, you may encounter aphids on tender herbs like basil. Wash them off with a strong spray of water or release ladybugs into the garden. Slugs and snails near the base. Handpick at dusk or set up beer traps to lure them away. Spider mites in dry conditions. Mist affected plants with water in the morning to discourage infestations. Avoid chemical pesticides. Many herbs are grown for culinary use, and you don't want residues on your harvest. Step 5. Seasonal replanting and rotation. Spring. Introduce annual herbs like basil and cilantro. Check for winter damage on perennials and replace any that didn't survive. Summer. Replace cool season herbs with heat-loving varieties. Mulch more heavily to conserve water in the lower zones. Autumn. Replant cool season herbs and cut back summer annuals. This is also a good time to divide and replant any perennials that have outgrown their space. Winter. In colder climates, protect tender herbs with cloches or frost covers. In mild climates, maintain light harvesting to keep plants active. Step 6. Mulch management. Mulch is your ally in moisture control and weed prevention, but it needs refreshing. Add new mulch twice a year, in early spring and late summer, and adjust thickness based on the zone. Light mulch in dry zones to prevent excess moisture. Moderate mulch in middle zones for balanced conditions. Thicker mulch in moist zones to help retain water during hot spells. Always leave a small gap around plant stems to prevent rot. Step 7. Weed control. The spiral's dense planting reduces weed competition, but a few will still find their way in. Pull weeds when they're young and before they go to seed. In zones where weeds are persistent, add an extra layer of mulch or plant low-growing ground covers like creeping thyme to block them out naturally. Step 8. Soil refresh and compost integration. At least once a year, top up the soil in each zone. This replenishes nutrients lost to plant growth and rain runoff. Use the same soil mix ratios you established when you built the spiral. Sandy and well-draining at the top. Balanced and fertile in the middle. Rich and moisture-retentive at the base. Work in fresh compost during this process to keep the soil lively and productive. Step 9. Monitor and adjust. The first year will teach you a lot about how your spiral interacts with your specific climate and soil. Pay attention to which herbs thrive and which struggle. Where water collects after heavy rain. How quickly zones dry out in summer. Use this knowledge to tweak your planting map each season. A spiral is not a fixed system. It's a living, adaptable design that should evolve with your needs and conditions. Step 10. Enjoy and share. Perhaps the most important part of maintaining your herb spiral is enjoying it. Harvest generously, share with friends, and take a moment to appreciate the scents and colors every time you pass by. The more you interact with it, the more you'll notice early signs of problems, and the quicker you can address them. Why this step matters. A well-maintained herb spiral can produce fresh herbs for years without major reconstruction. With regular care, you prevent small problems from becoming big ones and keep plants healthy enough to resist pests and disease naturally. The spiral's beauty is that it encourages you to garden in small, consistent bursts instead of long, exhausting sessions. 5 minutes here and there to water, prune, or harvest is all it takes to keep the structure vibrant and productive. Your herb spiral journey, from site selection to construction, planting, and year-round care, is now complete. You've created not just a functional garden feature, but a sustainable, adaptable system that works with nature's rhythms. Whether it's the scent of thyme on a summer breeze, or the satisfaction of clipping fresh rosemary for a winter stew, this spiral will keep giving back season after season.